And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
Left out of the recent coverage of the protest at UNC Chapel Hill about the memorial to Confederate soldiers was a reminder of the brief political consensus about license plates featuring the Confederate flag. The day after the racially motivated massacre of 9 people at an African-American church in Charleston in June, Governor Pat McCrory said North Carolina should stop issuing the Confederate license plates. Legislative leaders agreed, but said McCrory could do it himself by executive order since the Department of Motor Vehicles is under his administration. The convenient standoff was the end of the brief consensus on the Confederate flag. McCrory got credit for standing up against what many people see as an offensive symbol without actually doing anything about it and alienating his political base. It's not even clear if McCrory ever asked a legislator to introduce a bill stopping the Confederate plates, and he's never brought up the issue again. McCrory did nothing to back up his words, except say it was someone else's responsibility. Meanwhile, the state of North Carolina is still issuing license plates featuring the Confederate flag. So much for courageous leadership. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.